on a Friday. It's the Crunch Time Tool Shed, a.k.a. the SMH segment, where we find the biggest tools from the world of sports who make us do an emphatic facepalm. And in order to induct someone in, we must call on our landlord, who has the only key to open said Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, quick survey among the three of us. After another season where he is that far removed from playing and continues to do quality work, is there any discussion?
No.
Am I allowed to even table
no.
it?
No, please don't. I know where you're going with this.
All right, so we're not. I would vote no for now.
Mayor for life.
Sorry.
He's like a Supreme Court role.
Yep.
Good. Wait a minute. Do we have to get him a special robe?
Ooh, maybe we should have a tool shed court so we can nominate more people to be in charge of it as well.
Yes. Wow.
Like the
Let's expand this.
Write that down.
So
this is getting on the post-it.
Is there
note.
One? Is there a chief among chief justices?
Chief Justice A-Rod, and then you just have the rest of them.
The rest of the Supreme Court.
I really
Court
like
of
this. Like
Supreme
Bob Knight.
Tools.
Like Bob Knight's on
Supreme
one.
Supreme Tools.
Sure.
All right. Ooh. So, going to start with maybe the most general one I've ever offered. Everyone who does a mock draft beyond the top 10. Of course, yesterday we got the trade between San Francisco and Chicago, where they flip-flopped spots as the Bears decided that Mitch Kumstein Trubisky was such a hot commodity they needed him, and everybody's mock got flushed. Whoosh. Limited indications at best that San Fran was going to take the North Carolina quarterback, and it pretty much blew up all the mocks. And like we always say, we'd rather mock the mocks than adhere. And, of course, the same guys who follow it up today with draft grades, the fact that, by the way, it's the easiest thing in the world right now. I'll give your team a draft grade. TBD. End of list. We don't know for sure what Trubisky's going to be. We know for sure Corey Davis of Western Michigan upgrades the Marcus Mariota arsenal. No, you don't. To the San Diego Charger brass. Oh, no, Scratch, what are you doing? I'm not asking. All right, there are certain things in life that should be etched in stone.
He did, yeah. You just said San Diego, by the way.
Wow. And I wrote
it. And you wrote it down, too, I'm pretty sure.
I definitely wrote it. Do I count in the over-under that you hit
you
me?
You do now. Two away from hitting the over, folks.
Certain
what are you doing?
Certain things in life you should never do. Don't name your son Adolf. For poker players, never pull to an inside straight. Don't turn your back on the ocean. And for NFL GMs or personnel people, never draft a guy named Mike Williams. Remember the can't-miss prospect from USC? His one-handed catch against Oregon State? Lions took him 10th overall in 05. Nope. 7 years ago, Tampa took Mike Williams out of Syracuse, had three presentable seasons out of football by 2015. In 2002, the Bills took their Mike Williams out of Texas. Oh, well, he was a tackle. And a fourth overall pick. He was a bust. As a rule, if a guy shows up on your draft board named Mike Williams, pass. I offer whoever came up with National Superhero Day. Hey, I love Arrow, Gotham. Why isn't Daredevil back? But you realize they're not real people, right? And I get some of the more ridiculous national days are tongue-in-cheek. There's a National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day, and May 3rd is actually National Lumpy Rug Day, but your cat might love your lumpy rug. There isn't an actual Superman or Flash or Captain Marvel to appreciate the love on social media. I think it's time for a national day in the hopes the events and people who deserve our recognition will feel a little more special.
I want to see you tell Batman there's no National Superhero Day.
He's not real.
Batman, kick your ass.
Nothing's going to happen.
You're going down.
He's a cartoon. It's like Jessica Rabbit.
He is the bat.
Let's wrap with tennis great Ilie Nastase. The man known as Nasty was once the top-ranked player in the world. He won the 72 U.S. Open, 73 French. He's currently the captain of Romania's Fed Cup team. Was speaking upon learning that Serena Williams is pregnant and responded, knowing the dad is white, obviously Serena is black with, let's see what color it has, chocolate with milk. And for the record, it's 2017, and a guy who's been in the spotlight for more than 45 years answered with that. By the way, same clown who was recently banned by the International Tennis Federation for cussing at a player. Hey, I'm a huge evolution guy, and I think some choose not to believe in it for whatever ignorant reasons. I made a discovery when it comes to evolution. Some just refuse to participate. So I think I'm going to go with Nastase. He's kind of been out of the spotlight if you're an American tennis fan. So he shows up like this. He is our latest inductee into the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And before we could move along and prep for sports talk, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.